Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, Labrador and Golden Retrievers. What's the difference? And is there something special about chocolate labs? Let's find out. We'll start with Golden Retriever versus Labrador Retriever, posted on aplaceforanimals.com. Golden Retrievers and Labrador Retrievers are two of the most popular dog breeds in the world. Their cuteness is compounded by their happy and intelligent personalities, making them perfect candidates as both working dogs and family pets. Though many tend to group these breeds together, they are quite different. Here's a quick side-by-side comparison of the Golden Retriever versus the Labrador Retriever. Golden Retriever versus Labrador Retriever coats and shedding. There are distinct differences in these breeds' coats that owners will find contribute to the amount of maintenance they require. Golden Retrievers. A Golden Retriever has a dense and thick coat known as a double coat. Its coat is also water repellent because of naturally occurring oils. And it comes in one of three colors, red, white, or yellow. The Golden breed are moderate shedders and require regular brushing to both help the shedding process and minimize the amount of dog hair in the house. Labrador Retrievers. A Labrador Retriever has a dense coat with short hair that can be rough. Labradors also have natural oils in their hair that keep their hair waterproof, which is a good thing since they love the water. Because of this hair, Labradors are moderate shedders, but they do not need to be brushed regularly during most months of the year. They are, however, seasonal shedders, so brushing them regularly during molting season will help prevent the spread of dog hair throughout the home. A purebred Labrador's coat will feature one of these three colors, black, brown, and yellow. The color of their coat is where they pick up the individual breed names, like Chocolate Lab, Yellow Lab, or Black Lab. Maintenance and grooming. Both breeds are low maintenance compared to other dogs. Of the two, Labradors typically need less maintenance, requiring only the minimum amount of upkeep to keep the dog happy and healthy. Golden Retrievers. Basic maintenance for Golden Retrievers includes regular bathing. Regular baths don't damage their coat, but owners should be sure to use high-quality shampoo to keep their dog's hair and skin healthy. Nails should also be trimmed regularly. As for the length of their hair, Golden Retrievers should not get regular haircuts. They rely on their hair to keep them comfortable during all seasons, and if they do not require it, they will get rid of extra hair naturally by shedding. However, there are three areas where owners need to trim their Golden Retriever. First, the hair around the dog's feet must be trimmed as the breed tends to grow slippers. Owners should also trim the hair on and in the dog's ears. Owners will also want to trim the dog's tail, grooming it to a fan shape. Labrador Retrievers. Labradors do not need regular maintenance like a Golden Retriever will. The natural oils in their skin keep the coat looking good at most times. In fact, regular bathing will deplete these oils and can ultimately damage the health of their skin and hair. Thus, owners should only bathe a Labrador as necessary, or 3 to 4 times a year. In some cases, Labradors will also need their nails trimmed. However, if the dog goes for regular walks on hard surfaces, the problem may take care of itself. Owners will also want to check the inside of the dog's ears on a regular basis to ensure they don't have a wax buildup or the beginning of an ear infection. Finally, owners should be inspecting their Labrador's mouth regularly. Both teeth and gums should be checked to make sure its mouth is healthy. Price. A dog's love is invaluable, but the dogs themselves often come at a price. In terms of Golden Retrievers and versus Labrador Retrievers, the lab will cost less up front. However, the average cost of ownership for both breeds is an average of $2,500 per year. excuse me, good golden retrievers. A purebred golden retriever puppy might cost anywhere from $1,000 to $1,500 depending on the geographic location of the breeder and the puppy's parents. Labrador retrievers. A purebred Labrador retriever puppy will cost an average of $750. Puppy cost often comes down to geographic location and the individual breeder. Size. Both dogs are of similar heights and have similar growing patterns. Golden retrievers. A golden retriever puppy is born as a small bundle of fluff. By the time the pup is 3 months old, it will be around 33 centimeters tall. When the puppy reaches a half-year mark, it will have grown larger and reach around 40 centimeters. By 1 year of age, the golden retriever will be nearly full-grown. When fully grown, the golden retriever will be around 60 to 62 centimeters, and purebreds have a minimum height of 58 and a maximum height of 62. Labrador retrievers. Labradors will grow to be around 36 centimeters tall around 3 months old. By the time they reach 6 months, they will usually have reached 43 centimeters. Once a Labrador retriever celebrates its first birthday, it will be close to fully grown. Once the lab is all grown up, it will be somewhere between 58 and 63 centimeters tall. Life expectancy. Average life expectancies between the two breeds do not vary greatly, with both dogs living just over a decade on average. However, both breeds will experience individual factors throughout their lives that will affect their life expectancy. A dog that has suffered from injuries and diseases throughout its life is unlikely to live past the average expectancy, regardless of its breed. Golden retrievers, a happy and healthy golden, will live somewhere between 10 and 13 years. Labrador retrievers, a healthy and playful Labrador will live between 10 and 12 years on average. The lifespan of the dog should not change, regardless of whether it is black, chocolate, or yellow. Personality, both breeds are sporting breeds. They both love to play, hunt, and are good with people, including children. They have balanced temperaments and are loyal to their owners, only barking when required. Golden retrievers. Golden retrievers are described as being alert and intelligent, which makes them more than just sound hunters. Their quiet intelligence is also valuable in service. And these breeds are often employed as hearing dogs, seeing eye dogs, and as search and rescue dogs. As long as they get enough exercise, they are great house pets because they are also playful, friendly, and quiet. Golden retrievers are also well known for being loyal dogs and well trained. Happy dogs will go out of their way to protect their families. Labrador retrievers. Labradors have big personalities, and their temperaments reflect their zest for life. As sporting dogs, they are alert, responsive, and energetic. They are also highly sociable dogs who are affectionate, cheerful, friendly, and loving. They are an outgoing breed who are overwhelmingly happy to see anyone who is nice to them. Labradors are also playful. However, they are gentle creatures and play well with children. Their kind nature should not be confused for a lack of work ethic. They help serve their owners in a variety of ways. This breed is ideal for work as a seeing eye dog and as a hearing dog. They are also popular breeds for military and police training operations. Health issues. Just like humans, dogs are influenced by the genetic factors passed down by their parents. Dogs that come from parents that suffered from genetic diseases are much more likely to suffer from these things themselves. Golden retrievers have fewer major health concerns compared to Labradors. However, the list of ailments that affect Labradors is often shorter compared to golden retrievers. Golden retrievers, the owner of a golden retriever, should be wary of the three most common concerns to affect this breed. Canine hip dysplasia, cataracts, and elbow dysplasia are all common in this breed, but can be managed with the help of a veterinarian. It is also important to note that these breeds might develop other diseases. Golden retrievers can have allergies, which can be managed with dietary changes and veterinary recommendations. A golden retriever might also develop one of the following diseases. Long list. Cardiomyopathy, central progressive retinal atrophy, dystichiasis, entorpion, epilepsy, gastric torsion, OCD, osteosarcoma, pyotraumatic dermatitis, subvalvular aortic stenosis, trichiasis, von Willebrand's disease. To keep abreast of the dog's health, the owner should have their dog's blood, elbows, eyes, and hips tested by a reputable veterinarian. Labrador retrievers. Labrador retrievers have a predisposition to a list of diseases that can affect the way the dog is able to run and play. Some of the common diseases facing this breed include canine hip dysplasia, elbow dysplasia, gastric torsion, muscular dystrophy, retinal dysplasia, skeletal dwarfism. There are also some minor concerns that Labradors share with other breeds, including cataracts, general progressive retinal atrophy, diabetes, dystichiasis, entropion, osteochondritis desiccans, and pyotraumatic dermatitis. To keep this breed playing longer in life, owners should have a veterinarian test their dog's elbows, eyes, and hips. Regardless of the difference between Golden Retriever versus Labrador Retriever, both of these breeds have their own charming qualities that make them unique animals and perfect pets. And on that same subject, Why Chocolate Labs Don't Live as Long as Other Retrievers by Paul Hetzel. From National Geographic. It's not the color itself, but rather breeding for it that may have introduced harmful genes, a new study suggests. Breeders may be tapping a shallow pool of genes to produce chocolate-colored Labrador retrievers and also introducing health problems. Labrador retrievers continually stay atop the rankings of the world's most popular dogs, but new research suggests that potential owners should look past their color and focus on overall health when choosing a pup. Chocolate Labrador retrievers live significantly shorter lives than other labs, a finding that surprised researchers from Sydney and London, who studied more than 33,000 British veterinary records from the breed. Dogs with yellow or black coats live to be about 10% longer than their chocolate counterparts, according to the study published in Canine Genetics and Epidemiology on Monday. This was October 2018. The median longevity for all labs is about 12 years, while the median age for chocolate labs was 10.7. Overall, Labrador retrievers are still one of the longest living dog breeds, reported another recent study. But compared with other labs, chocolate labs appear to suffer certain non-life-threatening ailments more frequently. Skin and ear disease were significantly more common in chocolate dogs than in black or yellow dogs, the researchers wrote. This doesn't necessarily mean that the pigment genes are linked to a shorter lifespan, researchers caution. Instead, breeding for the chocolate color may have inadvertently introduced genetic consequences for the dog's health. Lead author Paul McGreevy of the University of Sydney said in a statement, "The chocolate color is a recessive trait, meaning that to produce a chocolate lab puppy, both parents must have the gene that produces the color. Breeders targeting this color may therefore be more likely to breed only Labradors carrying the chocolate coat gene," McGreevy said. "This narrows the gene pool and may result in a higher proportion of genes conducive to ear and skin conditions," he said, "and could ultimately affect longevity." Chocolate dogs had twice as many instances of hot spots on their skin as other labs, for example. These are self-inflicted wounds caused when the dog reacts to irritation from pests such as fleas or lice, or from being trimmed with clippers. Coat color has previously been linked with health in some animals. For example, some researchers suspect that the gene that causes black fur in wolves could also be related to reducing inflammation and fighting infection. Research in humans has suggested a link between inflammation and both life expectancy and quality of life, McGreevy said. Perhaps by a similar process, the repetitive inflammatory skin and ear infections to which we found chocolate dogs prone accumulate to create an immunological burden that effectively shortens their lives. The researchers noted that coat color in some dog breeds has been associated with aggression, as well as markers for high rates of deafness and blindness. Overall, labs were also one of the most obese dog breeds, the study found. Nearly 9% of the UK labs were overweight or obese. Notably, male dogs who had been neutered were more likely to be obese, 11.4% of neutered males versus 4% for intact males. Though researchers noted that neutering has health benefits as well, lowering the risk of testicular disease and other disorders. Neutering wasn't linked to obesity in female labs. The researchers concluded that the finding might help vets more quickly identify potential health problems and ideally affect breeding practices to produce healthier, longer-living dogs. Labrador retrievers are reportedly prone to many disorders, but accurate information about how common certain health problems are in the general pet population is lacking, McGreevy said. This is the first study to include a large number of Labrador retrievers based on records gathered from hundreds of UK vet clinics, he said. It provides owners with information on the issues that they should look out for in Labrador retrievers. So here's some more about dogs from National Geographic. Linda Lombardi asks, are we loving French bulldogs to death? This was published July 13th, 2018 in National Geographic, and Lombardi writes, in their quest to make the perfect bulldog, many irresponsible breeders are ignoring health issues such as chronic respiratory disorders. The French bulldog has exploded in popularity in the United States and the United Kingdom in recent years, and for understandable reasons. It's a handy size, easy to groom, and people find its personality and looks adorable. The breed has leapt from 11th in American Kennel Club registrations in 2013 to 4th in 2017. But the trend isn't good news to those you'd think might welcome it. In my opinion, it's horrible because those figures are not produced by responsible breeders, says Virginia Rowland, president of the French Bulldog Club of America. That's because in their quest to make the perfect bulldog, many irresponsible breeders are ignoring the health issues that plagued the breed, such as chronic eye, skin, digestive, and particularly respiratory disorders. A big part of the problem is that breeds like French bulldogs, pugs, and English bulldogs are what's called brachycephalic, bred to have that cute, short muzzle. In extreme cases, these dogs can get so dangerously overheated and short of breath that they need surgery to open their nostrils and shorten their soft palate. Research done in the UK and published in 2016 found that almost half of French bulldogs have significant breathing problems, with over 66% showing stenotic nares or excessively tight nostrils. He was slowly suffocating. Heather Hanna was already well-versed in French bulldog health issues when she purchased her third Frenchie named Arnie in 2015. I knew before picking him up from his breeder's house that he had some sort of health problems and was having trouble keeping on weight, but I had no idea the extent of it all, says Hanna, who lives in Wyoming. Arnie couldn't even lie down to sleep due to difficulties breathing. After 6 months of research and consultations with vets, Hannah decided to take Arnie to Germany for advanced surgery to treat his constricted airways. I didn't know if the surgeries would work, but it was either make the trip or euthanasia. Arnie's quality of life was that bad, she says. He was slowly suffocating to death before my eyes. After Arnie was home, Hannah realized that her other French bulldog, Millie, was suffering from the same acute respiratory issues. Millie was one of the first dogs to have the advanced airway procedure done in the U.S., but it wasn't enough. She also went to Germany for additional surgery. Careful breeding. Compare today's brachycephalic dogs with decades-old photos, and it's clear that snouts have gotten shorter. Dog show standards probably drove that trend, but things may be changing. Judges more and more are becoming more educated and more cognizant that the really tight nostrils are not a good thing, says Gerald Bell, a veterinary geneticist at Tufts University in Massachusetts. 5 years ago, when I would show a picture of a French bulldog with really tight nostrils, the answer judges would give back to me is, what's the rest of the dog look like? Roland, who serves as a judge for French Bulldog Show, said she would not reward a dog that has any kind of breathing issue. Calvin Dykes, the French Bulldog Club of America's chairperson for health and genetics, notes that the club has required tests for member breeders that have improved the French Bulldog breed. In 2009, 24% of French Bulldogs tested in the U.S. carried a gene responsible for juvenile hereditary cataracts. In 2017, the rate is less than 2%, thanks to the use of DNA testing to make breeding decisions. I have no less than $1,000 in health tests done on a female before I breed her, Dykes notes. Start of a movement. However, both of Hannah's dogs came from show breeders. She's been advised to go that route after her first French bulldog, Tudor's Grace, died young. So perhaps it's no surprise that many have demanded more than the good intentions of judges and breeders. In the UK, such a movement started in 2008 with the BBC documentary Pedigree Dogs Exposed and its 2012 sequel. As a result, in 2012, the UK Kennel Club introduced vet checks for brachycephalic breeds at shows, and in 2016, a petition signed by over 40,000 veterinary professionals led to the creation of a working group aimed at improving their health. Forget Frenchies. As yet, there's no similar push for oversight in the United States. Tufts University's Bell is part of a group developing physical tests to evaluate tight nostrils. But a test won't solve the problem by itself, he says. Breeders need to make better choices. You have to select in breeding dogs that can breathe well, he says. We do know from studies that that is very heritable. If you select for open nostrils, you're going to get wider nostrils. For now, it's better buyer beware. Bell advises seeing a breeder's full medical records as well as their dog's test results. Hannah has a more radical suggestion. I would recommend choosing another non-flat-faced breed, or even better, adopt a mutt from the shelter. One with a proper nose and a bit of a tail, she says. I will never, ever, ever intentionally acquire another Frenchie. In a related story by Care Thon that was published August 4, 2010 in National Geographic News, dogs' brains reorganized by breeding. For thousands of years, humans have changed dogs' looks through selective breeding. Now, it seems we've actually reordered many breeds' brains in the process. For thousands of years, humans have changed the sizes, shapes, colors, and coats of dogs through selective breeding. Now it seems we've actually reordered many breeds' brains in the process. A new brain imaging study A new brain imaging study examined 11 carcasses from 11 different dog breeds. Both long-snouted, such as Greyhound and Jack Russell Terrier, and short-snouted, such as the Mastiff and Pug. The team found that the brains of many short-snouted breeds have rotated forward by as much as 15 degrees. Furthermore, in these breeds, the brain region for smell, called the olfactory bulb, has drifted downward toward the base of the skull, perhaps significantly altering the dog's all-important source of smell, researchers say. Since the first wolf was domesticated an estimated 12,000 years ago, selective breeding has produced a lot of anatomical variation, but probably the most dramatic is in terms of skull shape, said study co-author Michael Valenzuela, a neuroscientist at the University of New South Wales in Australia. Dogs are very unique in having such a massive diversity of skull shapes, Valenzuela said, more than any other species, really. Dog brain changes equal changed behavior. It's unclear whether the brain rotation and olfactory bulb movement of short-snouted or brachycephalic dogs has affected their ability to smell. But he and his colleagues noted that short-snouted dogs are usually not used for scent work. We think of dogs living in a world of smell, but this finding strongly suggests that one dog's world of smell may be very different to another's, study co-author Paul McGreevy of the University of Sydney said in a statement. One way the brain changes could have changed the dog's olfactory sense is by affecting a pathway in the brain called the rostral migratory stream, or RMS, the team speculates. Other studies have suggested that RMS is important for a normal sense of smell. The RMS starts very deep in the middle of the brain and traces a very predictable path to the olfactory bulb, study co-author Valenzuela told National Geographic News. Since the olfactory bulb has moved in brachycephalic dogs, you'd expect to see change in the course of the RMS, or it may be dysregulated and dysfunctional, he added. And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thanks for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.